Good morning. Welcome to Jesus and Coffee. I'll be honest, I didn't have anything to talk about today. I think I've just been, kind of, I don't want to say distracted, but just dealing with a lot of different things. And because of that, my mind has been occupied, right? So it's hard for me to hear when my mind is so busy. And last night I was up in the middle of the night, just randomly woke up and couldn't get back to sleep. So instead of turning the TV on or picking up my phone, I just started praying. And I was just talking to God and started listing all of my family members, from my husband to all of our children and family outside of the house, and then went on to friends and started praying for them. And then next thing you know, child, was praying for colleagues. Just talking to God until I ran out of words, right? And then I think it made me realize that that's what today's segment needed to be about what we do when we don't know what to do. And that can, pertain to people in our lives, that can pertain to situations, it can pertain to job offers or anything, right? Relationships. Sometimes we are in a space where it is absolutely clear what we need to do. The writing is on the wall and we are not confused. We have heard God's voice and we are honoring and being obedient to what He is directing us to do, right? So we start taking those steps and we know that it's right. But then other times we are in a space where God hasn't answered yet, where we're continually praying, where we're continually working, and we see the fork in the road ahead and we don't know where to go. And God has not given us clarity as it relates to the situation or the person or the place or, whatever it is. And so what do you do when you don't know what to do? You pray. And I think that that's the solution. I think that you continue to seek God. And it's just like a GPS, like a God positioning system. When you don't hear anything from the GPS, what do? You panic. You think you might have lost signal. You tap the phone to see if the GPS is still on. But in the end, you realize that you keep going the direction you were going until you hear the GPS tell you something different. So if you know you are still connected to Christ, if you know you are still praying and seeking His direction on whatever it is, and He has yet to confirm which direction you should be going, then He's probably saying either keep doing what I told you last until I tell you something else, or stand where you are until I give you further instruction. And sometimes that is difficult because where we are, when we first walk into a space or when we first find that relationship, whatever it is, it feels so new, so fresh, and so good. And then after a while, the newness starts to wear off and we start to wonder if we're still supposed to be there, if we've overstayed our welcome. We feel like things are shifting, but not necessarily in a direction that feels good. And it feels like maybe we've overstayed this space. Maybe we're supposed to be doing something different. We feel our spirit shifting. We feel the energy around us changing. We feel God nudging us to new, but we don't know what to do. And maybe that nudge is preparation. Maybe it's saying, hey, get ready. I'm about to do something different. Maybe it's God saying, I need you to really lock in here because where I'm about to take you next is going to require a new level of discipline. It's going to require a certain type of integrity. It's going to require you to get here early, maybe stay late. It's going to require you to avoid the mess and lock in on the message. I just think that so often we can get discouraged while we are waiting on God to answer, that we make an abrupt decision and then we have to suffer for that decision, because we've moved without His approval, or we've started walking into a space that He has not set out for us because we weren't patient enough to wait on His word. So if you're in that season now, if you don't know what to do, you're in a space where it feels like you're supposed to do something, but you don't know what, continue to seek God. Continue to do the good work. Continue to pray. Continue to journal. Continue to plant those seeds in your community. Continue to show up for your neighbor. Continue to love no matter how tough it is. And continue to do everything God gave you to do the last time God ordered your steps. Because everything that leads up to this next space is going to be an important part of the journey. So ask Him for clarity. Honor what He's already given you. Do it to the best of your ability and continue to walk, because our time is not His time. But when God puts a thing together, it is beyond your expectation. God's promises never fall void, and He has not forgotten you. So everything He has promised you will come to pass. You, however, gotta stay down, friend. So lock in and remain committed to the relationship with Him until He shows you what there is next. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this moment. I thank you for the opportunity to gather. I thank you for nudging me out of my sleep in the middle of the night to pray for others because, Lord, I don't know what is going on in everyone's life, but I know that if you put it on my heart to pray for them, then there's something in that, even if it's just a covering. So, Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for those that are listening today, Lord, those that showed up seeking something, looking for clarity, and finding the reminder that sometimes doing nothing is doing everything. Continuing to grow in the area that you have us now, continuing to develop those character traits, continuing to strengthen the parts of us that are going to make us better at wherever you're taking us next. So, Lord, we trust you, we honor you, we thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. And we, Lord, we are just grateful for everything that this life brings, even the pain, even the things that don't feel so good, even the times we don't understand. We know that you have our best interest at heart and that you have a plan for us that supersedes anything we can write on a journal or vision board. So, Lord, we just thank you for being a good father. Thank you for having us in mind. Thank you that although this is a big, big world and there are so many people screaming your name, Lord, that you know our voice. So thank you that you never overlook us, you never omit us in the plan, and that you have something prepared for us that no one else can do the way that we do. Lord, thank you for including us in your kingdom. Thank you for sending your son to die for us. And Lord, thank you for everything that you've given us that is aligned with our purpose in this kingdom that helps other people to find theirs. We thank you for today. We praise you in advance for tomorrow. And we just ask that you would continue to hold our hand along the way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day, friend, and I'll catch you next time on Jesus and Coffee.